Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we will be learning about WINGS. WINGS is an annual conference. WINGS means Women Interested in Going to School. This is their 17th year, 17 years of helping women of all ages learn more to help their lives be better. And it's happening on Saturday, February 9th. From 8 until 3:30 at Clatsop Community College. Here in the studio, I have Pat Lehman. Pat is a member of the AAUW, which is American Association of University Women. She is actually a member of the National Standing Membership Committee, and she is the mama, the founder of WINGS, actually, here in Clatsop County. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, and thank you, Donna.
Very happy to have you here today. We also have a rock star. She's been there was a huge article in the paper about her a few days ago. We have Gudelia Contreras. She is here. She is in the studio. She is with the Lower Columbia Hispanic Council and a marvelous person. I just met her a few minutes ago. And Gudelia, we're so happy to have you here.
Thank you. Good morning. It's nice to be here, too.
Yes. It's un día bonita.
Muy bonito.
Sí. Oh, bonito, not bonita. I need to work on my Spanish. Okay. Anyway, so before we start talking about WINGS and this amazing one-day conference, which changes lives, let's learn a little bit about each of you. So, Pat, please tell the listening audience about yourself.
I moved to Seaside from the Midwest, where it is now freezing, and I'm so glad to be here, in 1993 in the Seaside area. And moved away to the Eastern Oregon for a while, came back because this is where we wanted to retire, and I had been a member of the Seaside branch of AUW since I first arrived, and we were looking for a project, and I can tell you more about that because that project became WINGS, but I have been a volunteer here since 2001 is when we finally came to roost here, and WINGS and AUW are just my biggest projects.
And for those listeners who may not be familiar with AAUW, what is AAUW and why are we looking for a project?
Okay, AAUW stands for American Association of University Women, which is a terrible misnomer, but nobody's ever agreed on how to change it. We have men, and we have people who have community college degrees. So it's not all women and it's not all university, but that's the way the organization started. It actually started in 1881 in Seneca Falls, New York, and it's national. It has a lot of members, all focused on education and equity, especially for women and girls. And I became involved because education is just my thing. I've always gravitated to educational projects. And so the project came about when we, Seaside Branch, was looking for a one-year community service project. And I had heard on, I was a state officer at the time, and I'd heard about a national project that was encouraging women to go back to school. And I thought, well, that sounds interesting. We have a community college here. And we have another branch in Astoria. And maybe we could all get together.
Because the AUW is national, and there are branches all over the United States.
All over the United States, mm-hmm. Right. And
we're going to hear that story in a minute.
Yes.
I'm going to come right back to you and hear the story of how then AAUW and Pat Lehman created WINGS and what WINGS is.
I don't want to take all the credit here.
No, well, it's everything is really, it takes a group. It's a tribe. It's a team, for sure. We
it
all
does.
Need each other. So now, Gudelia Contreras, please tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I was born and raised in Veracruz, Mexico. It's in the south of Mexico. It's in the Gulf down from Florida. And I moved to San Jose, California in 1990 with my ex-husband and one boy. And when I had my girl in 1991, I had to wait a lot of times for interpreters. So I decided I need to change that. So I decided to go to a community college in San Jose to improve my English.
So you actually were brave enough. You moved here. Your husband was here working, and you moved here without speaking any English.
That's correct. In 1995, I went to start ESL classes in San Jose. And my first semester was 18 and a half units, and I passed all my classes.
18 and a half units, that's huge.
That's a huge load. full and half a student at the same time.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was working, I had two kids and a husband. But I was hungry to learn. I was hungry to get better. So I say, I can do this. I improved my English. It took me like 2 years, and I didn't decide, but because life going on, so I had to quit school again. In 2000, I get divorced, and I moved to Ceylon in 2004. In 2008, I didn't have a job, and I hear about the fish cannery. So a friend take me to Astoria. I start working in the cannery, but in 2011, I was kind of tired of that long hours work. So
working in the canneries is very hard work.
It's very hot, very cold, more than outside.
That's right. It is cold.
Yes. So in 2012, I going to see a person from the school went to the canneries looking for somebody else. And I asked about how I can go back to school. That's when I met Percy, and she told me, oh, you can start doing your GED. It's a class called LIT. It's like in transition. And actually, next month is going to be a program about WINS. I say, what is WINS? And she explained to me what was the process. I said, well, I can ask permission to my boss. He said no, but I went anyway because I was like ready to move on. And I never regret that because that day was the best payday so far I had. Because in WINS, I get, they pay for my GED, they pay for my placement test, they pay for my registration, and they also give me like 3 credits college.
Wow. Okay. That was a life changer for you. And we're going to find out more about how that changed your life. Right now, that's a great story. And right now, Pat, please explain. The AAUW said there's a community college here. We want to help women who are interested in going back to school, and WINS was born.
Right. And so we had our first conference. We all worked together. It was pretty amazing because the community college was so receptive to this idea, Clatsop was. And Astoria Branch signed on immediately, and so we all sort of muddled our way through the first year. And the college staff provided the seminars that trained people, and AUW rounded up the funds to make it happen, and the donations that allowed us to serve food and childcare and so forth, and we did all the volunteering. And then we had this conference, and it was such a success, we thought, oh, well, let's do it again. And that the first conference was in 2002, and we've been doing it ever since.
So 17 years, and over 800 women have been helped to better their lives.
Yes, about 800 women have gone through the program, and we are so proud of that. We actually won a national award from AAUW in 2011.
That's right. Congratulations. That
Thank
is
you.
True. I remember that you did do that. And this is a free conference. It's a free one-day conference with
yes.
childcare and with food.
Right.
And it is about overcoming barriers because
Absolutely.
A lot of women of all ages want to go back to school and they don't know how to do it. So this is
right.
step one. This is.
Not only do they not know how to do it, but they feel that perhaps the process is intimidating and it might not be for them. There might not be available resources for them to be able to do it. And they come to WINS and they find out none of that is true.
That's right, because they get support and they learn exactly
mm-hmm.
how to navigate the system. And you said you have helped people from the ages of 17 to 75.
Yes. And actually, the oldest WINS participant was 77, and she went on and got an associate degree. Unfortunately, I've lost track of her. I'd love to know what she's doing now. But that was pretty amazing, and that was a wonderful model for everybody else.
So the WINS conference, which is a one-day conference, and this year it's Saturday, January 9th, from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at Clatsop Community College. is free. People do need to register for it.
And people need to register in advance. Right.
And we're going to talk about what happens at a WINGS conference in a few minutes. But I want to now move back to Goodelia. Tell us when you decided you were hungry for information, for knowledge. You knew education was the key to making life changes for you, to earn more money and to feel that you were really using your potential. So when you went to WINGS, what happened? You took the day off, even though your boss said, no, you can't go, but you knew that you needed to do that. And then what happened at WINGS?
Well, after I went to WINGS, I took my GED test in 2 months after, and I passed it. And I took the LIT classes, and I started improving my math, taking like basic math. And after that, I still had to work full time, so I was a part time student. But finally, in 2016, I get my associate's degree, and I start going to the university in fall this year.
Congratulations. How do you feel about that? Must make you just feel so proud that...
It is. Being the first one in a family of seven in 50 years is not easy, but anybody can do it. I did it, so anybody can do it. And WINGS give it to me a little key to start open and other doors.
And you, in particular, are now reaching out. You have been reaching out. The WINGS program, which is sponsored by, again, AAUW and Classic Community College, has been reaching out to the Latina community. And you, in particular, are very interested in doing that. And so how are you all reaching out to the Latina community? Because you are going to be there translating and helping people who come who may not have the best English-speaking skills.
Yes, I'm going to be there interpreting for them. And I work in the Lower Columbia Hispanic Council, so a lot of the Latinos family is going there. And anybody who go there, I explain to them what is WINGS, what WINGS did for me, and what WINGS can do for them. So it's how I am trying to reach. It's not just the Latinos, it's everybody.
So maybe folks don't know, what is the Lower Columbia Hispanic Council? What's your mission?
The Lower Columbia Hispanic Council is a nonprofit organization, and everybody who works there is bilingual, 100%. So if it's somebody doesn't speak nothing on English, we can help them. We can help them with different things. One of them, like my job, particularly, is helping them with the Oregon Health Plan. Filling out the application for the...
Oh, filling out the application with the Oregon Health Plan, that can be daunting. Yes.
Yes.
So you help. Okay. And so you're not only reaching people through the Lower Columbia Hispanic organization, which is a focal point, a centerpiece, really, here in Astoria for the Latina community, but now you're also reaching out to the canneries.
Yes. We are trying to go into the canneries and also, I am trying to reach for people who work in hotels and hospitality.
Yes, who want to better their lives.
Yes.
And people can continue to work and also get their education. I mean, that's the thing. A lot of people think, oh, I can't. I mean, there are just these mental barriers like, oh, I can't do that because I'm working full time. But there's always a way. There seems to be always a way. Do you agree with that, Pat?
Absolutely, there's always a way. And we have seen the most amazing success stories. People who came in believing that they had been, well, knowing that they had been told that they were not college material. I hate it when high school counselors tell you that, but it happens. And so they work dead-end jobs for a while, and then they hear about WINGS, and they think, well, maybe I can get a GED. So they come. My favorite story is a woman who was working at LaserQuick, and we talked one day. I was in there having some copies made, and she said, oh, you know, I'm not college material, but this sounds so interesting. And I said, well, why don't you come? I mean, nothing lost. So she came to the WINGS program several years ago. And long story short, she now has a master's degree in social work.
That is really inspiring.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
And she was the first person to do this, but she's not the last, who met me on the street one day, threw her arms around me and said, "You literally saved my life." Not me personally, but the WINGS program. And that just gives me chills and keeps me going year after year.
Yes, people don't know what is possible. And so you give people hope and you give people, again, like you said, a key to a door. And many doors, actually.
Right.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. And today we're talking about the WINGS Conference. It's a one-day conference, a free conference. WINGS stands for Women Interested in Going to School. The WINGS Conference is happening on Saturday, February 9th from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at Clatsop Community College. It's sponsored by AAUW, American Association of University Women, and Clatsop Community College. It's free, although registering is required because of there's daycare, there is lunch provided. We're going to hear in a few minutes more about what's going to happen on that day. I think you can probably just Google WINGS, Astoria or Clatsop Community College, or you can go to the clatsopcc.edu website and find out about WINGS. So here in the studio today, I have Pat Lehman. Pat is a member of the National Standing Membership Committee of AAUW. She is also kind of the founder of WINGS, along with the Seaside AAUW branch 17 years ago. And we also have Gudelia Contreras in the studio. She's with the Lower Columbia Hispanic Council, and she will be there working with the Latina community, interpreting and inspiring them with her story, which we've just heard. So what happens on Saturday, February 9th?
Well, if you come in at 8 o'clock to Columbia Hall, you will see a line of people registering, and you might be bringing children under 12, and you bring those, and you will be scooped up and whisked off to the child care area, where the children will spend either the half day with the WINGS Latina or the full day, enjoying a wonderful, fun educational experience and a free book at the end and their little breakfast and lunch and professional daycare and lots of activities. And for the moms and other women of all ages, you will get together and hear about the importance of education. You'll hear inspiring stories from women and college staff who will tell you, who will explain to you that you really should be there, even though you might at this point not think so. And there are lots of good reasons, and you'll find out everything that will make it possible. And then we have five sessions during the day on topics like getting financial aid, federal financial aid, accessing scholarships, conquering math anxiety, which unfortunately is an issue, career opportunities, careers, high-paying careers that you may not have ever thought about. There's a panel that talks about things like welding and historic restoration and all these different opportunities, maritime science and police science and so forth. It's just really inspiring. People love that. And there's programs about getting a GED and the Lives in Transition program, or LIT, which is a wonderful bridge between not going to school and being totally ready to plunge in. And other sessions that career planning is also a really important one. And these are all taught by college staff who are experts in this area. Oh, and there's an admissions session where you actually get to start the admissions process right there so that you have the guidance to be able to get going. And it's just an inspiring day. And in the middle of the day, you stop for lunch, and there is a speaker who is someone who has probably gone through the WINGS program, who tells you her life story, just as you've heard from Gudelia today, just an inspiring story about somebody who has overcome all these barriers and succeeded. And at the end of the day, we have a raffle of really wonderful gifts that encourages people to be sure they stay for the end of the day, although I can't imagine why you'd want to leave.
But I have heard people say that going to the WINGS conference was fun. It was warm,
yes.
Welcoming. Mm-hmm. The people made them feel, because I think a lot of people who think, oh, I don't have a college education, or, oh, gosh, I didn't get my high school, you know, diploma, and I'm ashamed of that. And there is no shame. It is absolutely, everyone is embracing and welcoming and saying, hey, where are you in your life now? Because people have to make certain choices in their lives, and they do the best they can at the time.
Right, exactly.
And so here is like, come, we'll offer you this first step, this path, this glimmer to show you other possibilities that can happen.
Right, and how you can improve your life and the life of your family. You know, we take that into account as well, because educated parents are great role models, and you can get degrees. You can get degrees in several top subjects at the college, and you can get certificates in lots of different areas like maritime science and criminal justice and welding and just the
list
goes
on. I'm just
on.
Looking right now about these one-year certificate programs at, like, automotive technician. Business retail management, computer, early childhood education, general office technology, maritime, as you said, medical assistant. So there's something for everyone, really. And then there are the two-year degree programs in accounting or business management and historic preservation. I mean, just it's like a candy store in a lot of ways.
It really is.
If you are working in a job that is soul-sucking or is really not who you think you are and you want to make that change, there are all these possibilities.
Right. And going in, you may not even know what those possibilities are, and you may discover something that you hadn't even thought about as a possibility to change your life. But it works. And at the end of the day, I have to tell you that we give an evaluation form, and we are proud of the fact that we have never had anyone say no to write no to the question, would you recommend this conference to a friend?
Yes, and friendships are formed too. I mean, did you know quite a few people, Gudelia, when you were here, because you lived here before, or did you meet some new people at Wings that then you wanted to be friends with and continued on having a relationship with?
Yeah, I had two friends that I met there in Wings, and one of them just graduated from college last year too. And it's just wonderful, like, going there and see that it doesn't matter how old you are, how tall, how short, they're welcome you. There is people from all age, because that was the scary thing for me. I'm going to be in school with all these teenagers, so in this conference with people younger than me. No, but it was, everybody was there, like, all ages.
Yeah, so it's all ages, and it's open to people who live on the peninsula, who live anywhere in the Columbia Pacific region.
Right.
Anyone can come to the Wings Conference.
Can come. And I want to add that the college is so impressed with Gudelia that she is now on the College Foundation Board.
Yes, Gudelia, congratulations.
Thank you.
And I think that getting the word out to the Latina community is really important, because there are probably, I mean, I don't even know, do we know how many, the demographics of how many folks there are here who would?
We don't know exactly, but at least it's more than 10% of the community in Astoria, in Claxo County. It's
okay.
More than 10%.
Right. And again, I love the program that you're reaching out to the canneries. You're reaching out through the Lower Columbia Hispanic Council to let people know about this possibility. Pat, you've been doing this a long time. What are the number one reasons that people are afraid to go back to school? And, I mean, is it a psychological thing, do you think?
I think that's number one. The psychological thing is a big barrier. I can think of all these reasons why I can't go to school. I have a full-time job. I have children at home. I don't have any money. I don't have, regular transportation and so forth.
Or maybe they think they're not smart enough, but everyone is smart in different ways.
Everybody's smart in different ways.
And you can find something that you enjoy and that you're good at, because
right.
we all have so many different
right.
kinds of skills.
Yeah. Right. But there, people experience barriers in lots of different ways, and some people have more struggle getting past them than others, but that's part of what Wings does, is it provides you with a network of support not just the information, but a network of support of actual people who are there, who care about you, and who will help you any way that they can.
Right. So you get help at the beginning. You get help as you're doing the program. You get help all the way through. Mm-hmm. And again, that's what we need. I mean, we're living in a fractured society right now. People all think they're islands, and we need to come together and help each other.
Right.
That's the only way it's going to help, our community,
right,
and our world, really.
Exactly. And speaking of community, I have to say that the community support, which provides the funding, and the wonderful raffle donations, including the Cannery Pier, it's just astonishing. We just rely on that. It's an amazing gift, and we are so proud of our community for the way that everybody pitches in to make it happen for women who will in turn benefit the community by their work and their participation.
Yes, absolutely. So we just have a few minutes left. What else would you like the listening audience to know? What are some things maybe we haven't covered or that you would like people to know about the WINGS conference? I mean, certainly people, if they're interested in AAUW, you are always open for members.
Oh, yes. We're always
looking
for members.
And so tell us a little bit about how people would get in touch with AAUW.
They can look at our website,
okay,
AAUW of Oregon.
Okay.
And then they can find the branch closest to them.
Okay.
And, you know, make contact that way. They can, if they come to WINGS, they'll get lots of information about AAUW there. Or they can go to the national organization website, aauw.org.
Okay. And then also, maybe we should let people know, how do they get in touch with the Lower Columbia Hispanic Council?
They can call us, or they can go into the web page to lowercolumbiahispaniccouncil.org. Or they can call us 503-325-4547. And I want to just add that for me, education is the best present I can give it to myself.
Education is the best present that you can give to yourself.
Yes.
Yes.
And anybody can get that present.
But you have to have the courage to take that first step.
Yes, the first step, going to WINGS February 9th, and you're going to say yes to education.
That is so well said. I don't know how I could even follow up with that.
Right.
Pat, you say that sometimes you were able to stay in touch with some of the women who have gone through
this
program.
Yes, indeed. Right. And some of them come back and serve as speakers and volunteers at following WINGS, which is really wonderful to have because they are walking inspirations to the people who are feeling a little tentative about the whole experience. But we're not able to track everybody because of privacy issues.
Of course.
But the people that we are in touch with are so generous and giving of their time and their stories.
And I wish I had brought that statistic. I mean, there is about where you educate women, the entire community prospers.
Absolutely. And that's one of our core beliefs, one of our missions in AAUW.
Because do women who have more education feel more empowered. I think there are more choices. Mm-hmm. And it's not just about even the degree, but it's the camaraderie that happens when you're in a setting with other people who are going to school.
Right.
You learn things that will even help you be a better parent.
Absolutely. And it's a wonderful thing for children to be able to do their homework with mom sitting at the table doing her homework, too.
That's true.
Really inspiring. I've heard that from a lot of kids.
That's true. That's true. Thank you both so much for being here today.
And thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
For the great work that you all are doing. And congratulations, Gedalia. Really impressive. And again, the WINGS conference, you can register for that. It's coming up Saturday, February 9th, 8 a.m. to 3:30 at Clatsop Community College. So find out more and see if you know someone who would benefit from this. Please try to let them know that this is an amazing first step toward helping improve their lives in ever so many ways. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
And thank you, Dylan, for being our engineer today. And my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment today. In fact, right now. Take a deep breath. It's so good for body, mind, and spirit. And then focus on the things that are going well in your life. There will always be those things that don't go well, but focus on the things that are with gratitude. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, the only one, and for doing the best you can, because everyone really is until they know better. And for being here now in this moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.